Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show. We call it Grassroots here on The Rock Station, 97.7, airing every Sunday night at 7 o'clock and streamed and archived at 977rocks.com for your listening pleasure. I'm Bob Cupp with you, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. We are back in the saddle, back in the studio, and not at Band Jam, unlike last week's show, which was pretty cool to hear how that turned out, because we recorded that live at Band Jam, and it sounded pretty cool. So, but Utah, good to see you back and not in a field in the middle of many bands.
Yeah, it's great to be back. And yes, I thought last week's episode, interviewing live like that at the Band Jam, was pretty cool too.
Yeah, so might have to do that again. We did mention that during that show, but good stuff. Talking about Rock for Life, which actually is, what, happening this weekend.
Yep.
So, but we're going to visit with somebody else today, somebody that we've had on our show before in a couple of different facets. He's been on the show a lot. Of course, we're talking about the owner of Meat Locker Recording Studios, Mr. Jim Harpel, who is joining us live in the studio tonight. Jim, good to have you on the show.
Thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing
good.
Well.
Glad to be here.
And appreciate all your support of the show that you've been a part of for so long, and your support of the local bands, too. I mean, obviously, you've been a musician yourself. You've been around this local music scene, but now helping a lot of these bands get recorded.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, this is my pastime. I mean, I'd rather do this than anything.
Yeah. Instead of running a remodeling business,
yeah,
you'd like to be in
yeah.
the recording studio all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's good to see the success that you've had with this, because I know this was a labor of love for you to, you know, put that recording studio in and really go to the lengths that you have to make it a first-class facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started small, and now we have, it's really grew. It really grew big. Yeah. I mean, we started off, I mean, I can go through, you know, how we started. It used to be an old building, a meat locker. That's why I call it the meat locker.
That's the name.
Yeah, it was Griffin's Meat Market way, way back 40 years ago.
And this is the original building still?
It's the original building.
Isn't that cool?
And there were meat lockers in it.
When you got it.
Yeah, people came and, you know, had their own key, had their own meat in all the lockers. So, you know, like the live room, the drum room, the vocal booth, control room, they were all coolers.
Okay, and you've converted those into
recording
presence.
Recording studio.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yep.
So that was back in the day, I guess, when you had you literally had an ice box or a refrigerator, and so this was a great way to store your products.
Yep. But it completely changed now.
That's wild. And of course, for many years, you've housed your remodeling and construction company in there. And this is now in the backside of the building?
Yeah, well, this building's almost 200 feet long. Mm-hmm. But I'd say the meat locker is 90% of it now.
Okay. It's taking over.
You really are growing then. You weren't kidding.
No, it took over. But, our live room, I'd say it's probably 30 by 30, and the drum room's 24 by 24.
Wow.
Then we have our vocal booth, control room. We expanded that. So it's grown pretty well. Yep. And it's all isolated. Mm-hmm. You know, every room's isolated from the other with glass windows in between, so we can record live with no bleed. Mm-hmm. And,
I'm sure you get some unique sounds out of each. I mean, did you create each room to have its own characteristics, or was that part of the thought process?
Yes, some of the rooms, like the live room, you know, and the control room, you know, dead in sound, and the vocal booth completely dead. Mm-hmm. But the drum room is very unique. The whole room, ceiling, walls, floor, everything's all wood from the cooler.
Oh, wow.
And it has a neat sound. It has a fantastic sound.
That's awesome.
I mean, you can ask all the drummers that came there. I mean,
they've all commented on it, huh?
Yep. It has its own reverb.
Okay. And that's the cool part, because you hear those stories, and we've talked about this, Utah, where you've heard the stories of bands recording legendary albums, and the stories come out many years later of how they love the characteristic of one room. And I think that's why a lot of these bands have gone to certain locations to record their music, to find the different dynamics of different rooms.
Oh, yeah. Like Led Zeppelin record in a, you know, an entryway hallway with microphones way up in that, and it had all that natural reverb.
Yeah, when the Levy Breaks kicked drum on that, how they caught that sound was pretty cool.
Sign City had its unique sound room for drums, and it was all wood too. I mean, it was same thing. So,
was this all kind of your vision, or did you talk to people when you were kind of putting these together to see what dynamics? How did that come together?
Yeah, I talked to people. I mean, I read. You know, I have books like Behind the Glass. I love that book.
Okay.
You know, and you just come up with things, and like the drum room. I mean, I saw all that wood, and everyone was saying, "Oh, you need to deaden that." We put the drums in that room. It was incredible.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Yeah, ask Chris Compton.
It would be very well versed to make a comment. Right?
Yeah. But anyway, it sounds fantastic in that room.
Yeah.
But in other rooms, you know, like the vocal booth, I read and figured out how it had to be shaped, and we built it from there. And, you know, the sound deadening material we had to use and things like that. But that's how we put it together.
That's very cool. Some of the inner dynamics of the Meat Locker Recording Studio here, based in Butler. Jim Harpel with us here tonight on the show. He is our first segment sponsor, and our show presented tonight by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And Jim, we're going to do something special tonight. We're going to play all songs that are basically connected to you and the Meat Locker Recording Studio, whether it's songs that you've been a part of, played on, or recorded. And we're going to go into a couple of songs here, and of course, we have to talk Grassy Awards, because you've been so very involved in that, is not only helping to sponsor that and provide some of the winners. Of course, we couldn't do that this year because you recorded them.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. You won more time with Jim, you know. But that was cool stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's got to be a thrill to know that you've been kind of connected to that.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Just like what you're talking about now, Anger the Ant just won this year's Grassy Award.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Of course, you were on vacation. We decided to have our...
Yeah.
You've been to every band jam.
Yeah, I wanted to be there, but I was going this year. But.
Well, that's why I had a picture taken with the Harpel shirt on.
Okay.
Just in your honor, so that everybody knew you were still there. So.
Bob wore a lot of shirts that weekend.
And with that, we'll talk about that in the next segment. But anyway, let's dig out a song from somebody that you and I were kind of both connected to through our sister station and our WBUT Country Showdown, she ended up winning our event, and you were one of the sponsors of that and took her into the studio to record.
Yeah, that's Greta Sheltenbrand. Yeah. She won that contest.
It's got to be
five, six years ago
she
at least.
She was just, I think, coming out of ninth grade, going into 10th grade.
She was 15 or 16.
Yeah, right.
She was very young, but she had a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
And, she came down, and this is, I think, the second song she did, or maybe third song she did down there. And it's Tonight by Greta Sheltenbrand. It's a fantastic song.
Yeah, let's give it a listen. This is the sounds of what was recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studios.
Yep.
We'll do that, and we'll follow that up with an Anger and the Ant song, and we'll talk about that when we return with Jim Harpel, Bob Utah, and Jim Harpel tonight on the Grassroots Show. This is Greta Sheltenbrand and Tonight.
Wasting time that isn't wasted. to face with moments that will make us see it all. But tonight.
Song. I'm making people laugh and scare the crap out of song.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show. You just heard from our sponsors, Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler and European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. We appreciate Jim Harpel being here tonight, and you're hearing songs that were recorded down at the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. So give it a good listen, especially if you're out there listening and you're a band looking to record. We've got a place for you, and you can hear the different dynamics. I think that's the cool part, too. You hear the different dynamics of really each band, each song that comes out. There's something really cool to it. And, of course, tonight with Greta Schoutenbrand, that's many years old now.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a good, I don't know, at least 3 to 4, if not more.
Yeah, at least 4 or 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, now, how long, let's kind of step back a moment, how long have you had the recording studio here in Butler?
I'd say right now, at least 12 years.
Okay, so it's been that long.
Yeah.
So it's been something you've had down there, but you've developed
right.
more recently into the dynamics that you have.
Right, and I've always been doing it.
Yeah.
I did it in my basement for a long time, even with other bands coming to my basement.
Okay.
I mean, for forever,
yeah.
since the 70s.
Wow.
I don't want to say how old I am. But
yeah, but you've been involved in the scene for a long time with a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah. And, of course, I'm sure your wife now is very appreciative that it's out of the basement. And,
oh, yeah.
In the Meat Locker recording studio.
Yeah, she's really happy about that, especially with the drums.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, recording Greta, that had to be kind of cool because here's a young lady that, if I remember her correctly, she knew what she wanted, and she was talented in her own right as far as the songwriting ability and performance.
That's what I remember, just the maturity of her lyrics out of someone so young. It was like, wow, where'd that come from?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, she came down to the studio, and I had to put together, our studio musicians were there. We put everything together, and I'll tell you what, she told us what to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. She had her mindset on every song. It wasn't, we gave her a little bit of ideas here and there, but she put the whole thing together.
It had to be impressive to deal with somebody that young. And
it was
driven to that moment of knowing what she was hearing in her head. Because you hear that so many times, and we talk to bands here, I'm sure you've been in that position, Jim, where a musician has something in their head, and they hear it one way, but maybe the band members hear it a different way.
Oh,
or
you
as the sound engineer. You're an important part of that recording.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the whole process, hopefully, I got the song sounding the way the musician wanted it to sound.
And Utah, you've been on the other end of the musician's board, too, as both a musician and a recording engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have thoughts of what something should sound like, and it might be totally interpreted differently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've talked about that with, the sound engineer, and sometimes they play a dual role as producer of that as well. And bands that record their own stuff in their home studios versus, giving the reins up to somebody like that and letting them bring in new ideas. And I think oftentimes it enhances the song myself.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of times where, I'll say, I think it should be a second or third voice there.
Yeah, that, just that objective ear going, you know, or just adding an acoustic guitar part here to mix it up a little bit, or just little nuanced things like that, I think add a lot to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or I love to tell the Judas Priest story of the cake pan that made, you know, history, you know, on the British Steel album. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, just the unique things that you can throw in that, you know, that come out of a conversation a lot of times that really can enhance a piece of music.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we just heard right after Greta from Anger the Ant, Easier to Forget. And you recorded that entire album for those guys, which was their debut.
Oh, yeah.
That had to be a lot of fun to record that, especially because that was an interesting mix of musicians, I think, when you look at it. You had, you know, Jason Anthony comes to mind because he had been part of Mind's Eye. And here's a guy that's been in the recording studio in a lot of different facets.
Right.
And you had Don Shear, who's been pretty involved in the music scene, talented guitarist, you know, in Corey. I mean, they just have a neat,
really neat blend.
Band.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I loved it. We had a really good time down there. And a little known fact, that whole album was recorded live.
Wow.
So I'm the whole album, even the lead guitar play parts. So we try to stick with that. That's our...
That you've mentioned that to us the last time we spoke, that your forte is, and what works for you is you like to capture the live presence.
Oh, yeah. That's unique. I mean, that's the way the band sounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the way you want it to sound, the way they play. Mm-hmm. I mean... Sometimes we'll piece things together. I mean, like the vocals on, you know, that Anger the Ant, we had a, you know, they came back in and did some vocal parts. Mm-hmm. But most of it, you know, bass guitar, lead guitar, drums, that was all captured live.
So you got the true spirit of the band.
You get the feel.
And when you're listening to the CD, I mean, that's what you're going to see when you go out and see them perform live as
And that's the great part of having different rooms, like a, you know, a drum room. Vocal box, just different rooms with no bleed going through. So you can catch that live.
And it allows the musician, I'm sure, themselves to really focus on what they're doing. They're not being distracted.
Yeah,
they're hearing what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. That's cool. That was, what, are there 12 songs on that? I'm trying to remember. I don't have the CD in front of me.
Nine songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's 12 different lead singers on it, or not lead singers, but vocalists. I mean, Don Shear is your lead singer.
Right.
But he had a lot of friends come in and really assist on this project, which I thought was a pretty cool experience.
That was pretty neat. We had them all down there all at the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
So you put that together very quickly then.
Yeah, well, it took us, I think, recording time, I'd say about 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
So it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the mix, you know, editing. We didn't put too much editing into it, but some editing, mixing, and, you know, mastering.
Well, and I think that says a lot about the band.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're not putting a lot of extra time. And, of course, for you, the producer, I mean, extra time is extra money for the band.
Says what about the band? That they're really good or they didn't have a lot of money?
I'm sure in the band aspect of it, I mean, we could talk to any band about the lack of money.
Yep.
But I think that shows a lot. I mean, they were smart, they were frugal, but they had some talent there to be able to pull that together.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you listen to that album, start to finish, I kind of mentioned, you know, that we've thrown, I think I mentioned to Don that we've got 3 or 4, maybe 5 songs that we've already put in anticipation and playing on the show, and I think you could go through that whole album.
Yeah, that's a great album.
We got tons of feedback on them back from the band jam, too. So, you know, they brought that same live performance to the band jam, and people took notice of it. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And, of course, they won a Grassy.
Oh, yeah.
Too. So, you know, that came, the Grassy Award winner this year come out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And we'll play that song in a little bit. But some good stuff. And speaking of Grassy winners, why don't we play another tune here that is very, very well connected to that Grassy Award. And of course, those are the guys that won a couple of years ago now. Seems like they're the veterans of the Grassroots Grassy Awards.
Yeah.
But the Shagdog Melonhead, you got to visit with them.
Yeah, they won a Grassy Award, and what was that, about 3 years ago?
Yeah, it would have been that would have been the 2014 edition.
Okay. And as part of winning that, they won a free song through Meat Locker Recording Studio, and that's how you got to work
same,
with them.
Yeah, same thing. They came down there, and we did that live also.
And that was Circus
same thing.
Town,
yep.
Correct?
We did the same thing live. You know, a lot of bands, they don't get mad at me, but I sit there and I say, play it over again, until they get it right. And I just keep playing and playing. That's the way we do it, until you get it right. And that's what we did with Circus Time. I mean, it wasn't, I'd say about four or five times, we just kept the best one. We didn't piece that together either.
Wow. You know? So you didn't say, no. This beginning of this performance was good, the end of this next
no,
one.
No, we just kept doing it until they got it right. It's just like in the old days.
Yeah, practice makes
perfect. That's what all the bands did in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, and think about that authentic time.
Yeah.
I mean, when you picture that piece of rock and roll history.
Oh, yeah.
And it's almost like a lost art in some sense, but I think you're seeing bands go back to that. I think that's why Dave Grohl wanted to show the Sound City. You know, he wanted to show what it was like and how magical those creations were.
You could hear the difference when you listen.
Yeah,
you can definitely hear the difference.
And speaking of history, I guess this song Circus Town is actually based on a real place here in Butler, which I didn't know about, but I guess there used to be a place here called Circus Town.
Off of 422.
Yeah, out in the Fenelton area.
Fenelton, yeah.
Yeah, it's all grown up with weeds now, but people go there to reminisce.
Yeah.
So, well, let's play Circus Town. Okay. This is Shag Dog Melonhead as we visit with Jim Harpel from the Meat Locker Recording Studio here on our grassroots show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Circus Town, where
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and of course tonight, Meat Locker Recording Studios, Head Honcho, Jim Harpel, the head engineer, if you will, is visiting with us here tonight. We're playing tunes that are all Meat Locker connected. And Jim, first of all, from the radio station standpoint, I'm sure from Utah and Shady Lady, you know, we appreciate your support of the local music scene and in helping to keep us on the air here in the Grassroots Show on Sunday nights. We still find it hard to fathom that we've been doing this for 4 years now and they're still allowing us to be here. Yeah. But I think that, you know, you've seen it. You've been in this scene. You've seen this scene for many, many years, played within it, and now, you know, helping to record a lot of these bands. There's a lot of talent in this area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never seen so many, you know, homegrown songs. You know, back in when I played, not too many people had their own music. We all played cover tunes. Mm-hmm. But now it seems like every band coming around here, I mean, has their own music, and some of it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy good. It's
crazy good.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Coming out of the break, right after Shag Dog Melonhead and the song Circus Town, that was a song called See Me Cry that has been around for quite a while. I remember, I mean, we were in a different building the last time, the first time I remember playing that, and that features very, very talented musician and singer in Lori Russo, and you play on that song as well.
Yeah, that was, I'd say, about 7 or 8 years ago at least we recorded that. Mm-hmm. And she's very talented. Great, fantastic bass player. In fact, the Greta Shelton brand songs that you've been hearing, she's the bass player on those.
Okay, so she plays on that as well.
Yes.
I mean, Lori's multi-talented. Oh, yeah. I mean, she can play any genre of music, sing any genre of music, and can do it all. I mean, and she's played literally in a kind of a big band, jazz band format.
Yeah, she plays keyboards, drums, guitar, bass. But I think her main instrument's bass. But, well, she plays good piano, though, too.
Yeah.
But bass is her main instrument in singing. But she's fantastic.
There had to have been something in the water back in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s in the Lindora area with the wealth of talent that came out of that area. I mean, Lori was part of that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, her late brother, Tony, you played with him. And, you know, you mentioned Chris Compton. I mean, the Comptons that came out. And I mean, there was a lot of talent that came out of that. And they were all from the Lindora Highfield area.
Yeah. Tony, her brother, he passed away. But I was in the band undercover with him for a couple of years. And that whole family's talented.
Yeah. And they were Tony was part of that contingent that went out west, and tried to make it big. I mean, you heard we've had Greg Mara in. You know, Greg was one of those. Shane Alexander. Of course, Corey and Josh Dom. Went out. Josh Grohlman. I mean, there was a whole contingent that
all from down there.
from that same kind of clique and time period of our lives.
Really,
and I always thought, you know, when Lori got together and started to do some of that big band stuff, I thought that was going to really blow up for her and become something huge.
Yeah.
Because she was so good at that.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
You know?
I mean, you know, we get together and someone will be singing and they say, Lori, do a harmony. And she doesn't even have to think about it. She does it.
Yeah.
You just ask her what part harmony she wants to do and she just does it. Yeah.
Well, and you speaking of her playing bass, that gives you a good sample of the musicians that you have available at your disposal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you play guitar. Yeah. You know, you're a musician. But you have, to me, for people that are connected to this area, some world-renowned musicians that, that are available to help with that recording process if somebody wants to come down and record.
Mm-hmm. We have another fantastic guitar player, Chris Bueller, mm-hmm. plays guitar. He's fantastic. Could do about just any kind of music you want to play to, country, rock. Kevin Travaglia, drums. Mm-hmm. Derek Reap, bass. Like I said, Lori, bass.
Yeah.
We have a good musicians down there. Yeah.
I ran into good Derek set. Reap a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't seen him in probably 25 years.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I've heard him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, to literally sit down and talk to him, it was pretty cool. I mean, but you know, there's somebody in my mind that I remember going back way back when to some you know bands that you used to do the Friday night travels to go see.
Oh yeah. These guys are fantastic.
Yeah. And of course, Chris Bueller.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's a name that resounds for a lot of folks in this area.
Oh yeah. So. Yep.
But they're all part of the process. If you need somebody, if you're just a, you know, somebody that wants, maybe you enjoy writing and you want to try to put something down, or you're a great vocalist and you want to try to put something together, if it's just you by yourself and not necessarily a band, you can make it happen just by the sounds that we're hearing here tonight.
Yeah, we can put it together from scratch.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The process itself of recording, you talked about you know, having the bands come in and perform live. Kind of take us through a recording process and how it works, how you make it work.
Okay, well, the first thing is, you know, come in prepared if you're a band. That's the biggest thing, I would think, that you know the song you're going to do inside out. Because, like I said, I like to do it live.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we could do it the other way if you want, but if you want it to sound fantastic the way you sound, we're going to do it live. We're gonna do it live, but we can still, you know, we'll piece in some of the vocals and lead guitars and things like that. But the first thing's recording, and like I said, we'll just keep going and going until we get the right sound, and record. And then comes editing. We'll move things around here and there to get everything in time if we have to, you know. That's not a long part. We try to keep that, you know, the way the song went, mm-hmm. but we'll do some editing to the song, and then the mixing's probably the longest part. You know, we use all the compressors, the mm-hmm. EQs, different things for all the songs, but that's about the longest part. And after that's all done, it's the mastering.
Okay. What's the difference for the average listener out there? What's the difference between mixing and mastering?
Okay, mixing is each individual track. You know, we'll start with an EQ, and we'll go through every, you know, the guitar, the vocals, the bass, the drums. We'll EQ everything the way it should sound. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then after that, we'll compress what we need to compress. And what I mean by that is we'll make the volume, you know, going up and down. Mm-hmm. We'll compress that a little bit. And each compressor has its, I don't want to get into it too much, but it has its different sound. You know, I try to stick with the old-fashioned compressors like the 1176, LA-2A, and Fairchild's. But each compressor has its own sound. That's how you get those sounds.
Okay.
And that's for mixing. That's all the individual tracks.
Okay.
And then mastering is all the tracks together on the bus, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the end. So what we do is we compress that a little bit. We EQ, not too much, just a little bit. And then we'll bring that up with a limiter. We'll try not to squish it mm-hmm. or squash it, you know, so the music's not too squashed. But that's how we bring the everything up volume-wise. So it fits, you know, with so it can be played on the radio.
And then you have that complete sound when you're all done.
Yep.
So with the recording live, is most people using a click track or you know, I mean?
Most people, okay. Yeah. A lot of people. We try to use a click track.
Yeah, because, I mean.
Yeah, to get everything together so the editing isn't so hard.
Right.
And that way I just have to move a few things over. You know, if something sounds fantastic, like a guitar player had a fantastic solo, but one note's off, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I want to keep that fantastic solo. I'll move that note a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I want to keep that solo.
Yeah.
That's editing. That's editing.
Well, it was interesting what you said about being prepared. I agree with that. But it's funny how many bands we have had on here who actually have written and finished songs in the studio. Because mm-hmm. a lot of them go in there with an idea, and then they actually kind of put it all together there within the studio.
Yeah.
So that's happened a lot with a lot of our guests. Sometimes they went in without the song even, and they ended up writing it right there in the studio.
Yeah.
Those are the bands that have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
As some of them just fell off their chair, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it can be a cool dynamic that way too. And, mm-hmm. and I'm sure, I mean, even though you're having them come in and record live, there's got to be thoughts that come out of something.
Oh yeah.
Where you guys tweak that.
Yeah, they'll come in with a song and they'll play the song and then they'll say, "Wow, we should have done that at that part."
Yeah.
Or I'll say to them, "You know, that's a little bit too long. Let's take that part out." Or let's move this part over there, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll say, "Oh, that's pretty neat." So, yes, a lot of the times the song does change.
Because somebody without a band who does have a song or whatever, I mean, they can come into you and, you know, they might just be prepared on just their part, but you guys will be able to fill that
put
in
it
for
together.
Them. What, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Full service.
And you were saying about Click Tracks, Anger of the Ant, they didn't play with one. They just played all the way through, no Click Track.
That's impressive. I mean, that's knowing your material.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a good example.
Jason's one of my favorite drummers, though. I think he's rock solid.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Now, when we edit, you know, for that, what I'll do is I'll edit towards the drum because he's keeping the beat.
Right.
Okay.
And he's usually not too far off. So
he's pretty good.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
Well, we're talking about the recording studio process with Jim Harpel of the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. And when we come back, we'll tell you how you can get in touch with Jim and maybe take a tour of the facility and maybe do some recording. But as we saw or maybe learned here in this segment, the recording process can be a little frantic now and then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little frantic.
Well, why don't we play some Butler Boys?
Okay.
This is actually the house band, if you will, of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Tell us about this song.
This song I came up with, I don't even know how I came up with it. I think it's about having a panic attack.
Okay.
A lot of people had panic attacks. And this is the way, you know, I felt during one of them. So this is the song.
And you're playing guitar?
Yeah,
and who else is with you on this?
I play guitar. Chris Bueller plays guitar. Kevin Travaglio drums. And Derek Reap plays bass.
And who's on the vocals?
Me.
Jim Harpel.
Yep.
Here it is. It's the Butler Boys
on
the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
people being all alone? What do words mean to people if they always go? Who's to say if with too little words for sure you know? So together takes two. Won't we all love to fall into a world where forever holds through? So I say I do. If people never follow through to make it to the end, stand to them apart. Oh, I even take a vow. If only then and never now, shouldn't fragile words be spoken true?
Go have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. And I failed to mention segment two sponsor is the Rainbow Inn, our longest running sponsor. And I think Jim's right behind that now.
Yeah.
He's
got
to be right there, huh? Second longest running sponsor of the Grassroots
Show.
Great. Jim, thank you
very
much.
I'm glad to do it, too.
Of course, the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. And this segment brought to you by PNW Construction. Our thanks to Mopar and the crew for being a part of the show, as well as along with European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. Visiting tonight and having some great fun, talking with Jim Harpell from the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And you heard right after the Butler Boys, Frantic, another cut from the very talented Greta Schaltenbrand. And I think her career kind of has taken a different stage. She's gotten into another different portion of her life now, which still is kind of music based. But boy, she is, because I think when you express the talent that she showed, you're born with that.
Oh yeah. And that song you just played, Why Say I Do, that was the first song she recorded there.
Very first one at Meat Locker.
Yep, and that was she wrote all these songs by herself.
And again, the depth and maturity of the lyrics with that, it's just,
yeah, it's
wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
And to think about that, and if I remember correctly, again, she was 9th grade going into 10th grade at North Allegheny High School. I mean, this is the age that she was that she wrote that.
Yeah.
And it was impressive. And that was the song that came
That's
out
the
of
the song she
winning,
won with. Yeah.
That she won at the WBUT Country Showdown years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's the song she won.
I'm trying to remember where we were for that. If we were at BC3.
We were at BC3.
Was that when she... Yeah. And not only could she write a song, very talented musician.
And you could see when, you know, she's in the vocal booth, and I didn't say this yet, but our vocal booth, there's a window glass. You can look at the band, you know, while you're singing, but you can also close the shade. So I told her to do that, and boy, she just, I don't know what they do in there.
Yeah.
But it really came out great.
It nailed it. And again, I guess that would again, the closure of being in those individual rooms we referred to.
Yeah.
You can get into your own realm.
Yep, and you know, the feel is what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. On one of Alice Cooper's songs, I think it was Steven, he actually crawled under a bunch of chairs to give him that claustrophobic feeling for when he sang that part to get the essence of that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And you know when you get that feeling, you know it. You know you got it when you captured that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
For somebody out there listening that would want to come down, will you give a tour of the studio? Any bands, obviously, who would love to talk with you if they need a consultation. Now, how do they get in touch with you?
Just give me a call, 724-283-4529, go on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Meat Locker Recording Studio. Have a website, meatlockerrecording.com. Check us out. Come on down. I'll give you a free tour.
Well worth the time, and I've got to come down and take another visit because it's been a while since I've been down.
Yeah.
And I think you at that point, you had just finished the drum room, if I remember correctly, but you've added to it since then.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to come down and take a look. And it's like a step back in time, that's what I say.
Yeah?
Yeah, you come down there, and the first thing you see is a big old Meat Locker door.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's huge. You open the door, and, it's like the 70s look, 70s, 80s look. All the things on the walls. I kind of try to copy it off of old studios like Muscle Shoals or Sounds Studio.
Yeah.
Kind of look like that.
Yeah.
So it's
worked.
I mean, right. Yeah.
And that has to be not only fun for you being there, but for that musician walking in. You know, you want them to be on their A game and come into that studio ready to attack.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to give them a cool feeling, like, man, hey, this is it, man. We're going at it.
Yeah, every band that's been in there, when they're in there, they said, wow, it has a great feel in here. They just love being in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
As far as the dynamics, what do you use as far as your editing system? Is it a Pro Tools kind of operation?
We use Pro Tools 11. I have all kind of, I have a mic closet. We just got a brand new mic system. It's called the Virtual Mic System by Slate Digital. I'm sure some of the musicians heard of it. And it emulates different microphones, and a couple of them are, $15,000 microphones.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I can't tell the difference when So if you want to sing through something like that, we just got that.
That's awesome.
So come down and try that out. But we got all kind of neat things down there.
It has to be fascinating to see. I mean, you're not a rookie on the block when it comes to recording. You've been doing this for a long, long time. It's got to be fascinating. I mean, I know in the world of radio, back to the days of, carts and slicing reel-to-reel tape, and I'm sure you've done that, to see the technology and what's available now and how fast it's coming – and just evolving. I mean, it's a really special time to be in a business kind of like this.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, from what you said, splicing tape and taping it together,
yeah.
You know, editing that way. I mean, we're talking, it might take a month to do a song.
Right.
Now we just move things here and there, you know, on a computer with Pro Tools.
And you can make it work.
But we're still trying to keep it the sound
authentic.
The same as before. That's what I try. Yeah. Well,
come down and check it out. Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. Basically, Sound City came here to Butler. And when you come down and take a look, I encourage you folks to come down and take a peek at it. Check out Jim. Give him a like on Facebook. And give him a thank you for supporting local music in the way he does in different facets, not just our show, but helping out these local musicians to be heard. Jim, you've always been a good friend of the radio stations here in Butler by helping out in our causes, whether it's the Showdown, being a judge, providing a winning recording, helping to sponsor the Grassy Award in the fashion that you have. We're thrilled to be associated with you, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. And thank you guys for doing this for all the local bands and all the local music. I think it's fantastic what's happening.
We think it's something special right now, and it's going to continue to grow, and we're going to make sure of that. Well, we're going to have to play the Grassy winner, great tune called Drunk on Us.
Yep.
And I was out east playing actually all of our Grassy nominees to some friends in the past week, and they're blown away thinking that, wow, this is a national band tour. I mean, no, this is Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then maybe they will be, but, I mean, it's great-sounding stuff, and this is such a cool song.
Very
well done.
Yep. Like I said, this same thing. This was live.
Yeah.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. Drunk on Us, Anger the Ant. We'll play a couple of songs to wrap up the show as well, including the Butler Boys. We're going to play another Butler Boys song, and I know this is a favorite of yours called The Cap. This has a special kind of connection for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, favorite to my wife.
Yeah.
This is when me and my wife met on New Year's Eve up at Mr. B's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go on. 27 years ago. Wow. I hope I got that right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be writing another song.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But this is, again, another version of the Butler Boys. And we're going to wrap it up with, we're going to throw a little cover song at you, but this is a group that you were involved in as well.
Yeah, Lost Cause. They do cover songs. I don't know if they started writing their own songs yet, but this song is just so fantastic. I'd just like to play it. It's a Pat Benatar song, Heartbreaker. But this is totally live, no editing whatsoever, so...
Now, how old is this song?
I'd say this is about at least 3 years old, maybe four.
Okay.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, again, we appreciate your visit here today. It's been fun talking.
Thanks.
And we'll have to do it again.
Okay, great.
Thanks,
because this is like number three. Or you're almost like Pat Gallagher, one of our most frequent guests.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
Maybe we can both be on at the same time. I know Pat.
There you go. Boy, now there would be some stories to be told, right? So... Bob in Utah and Jim Harpell with you in the Meat Locker Recording Studios. Give your website again, if you would.
Okay, it's meatlockerrecording.com.
Check them out, friends, and you'll maybe have a Grassy of your own. Here is this year's Grassy Award winner, recorded at Meat Locker Recording Studios by Jim Harpell. It's Anger the Ant, Drunk on Us on the Grassroots Show.
You see the lightning flash, I feel the world crashing down. You view it as a second chance, I feel the world's going mad. It's not fair, I'm not over, I'm not simple and it's not sober. I'm drunk on life and love and other stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo and your eyes, you're always on my mind, your laughter, I'm after the memories we made of us. We needed time, I needed space, but I need you and I need to see your face. All I need is another. Yeah.
the true.
With your tattoos and your hairdo.
Need is another day. heartbreaker, don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker.